What's up, Relay friends? That's my amalgamation of a Lindsey Hine and Kafuzi kickoff. This is Peter Bromka. I'm here with Lindsey Hine, Laura Thweet, Tommy Runs, and Matt Chittum. And it's the final, guys, it's the final group chat of 2023.
Woo!
Wow. Oh, man. All right, let's try that again. It's the final group chat of 2023.
Woo! Do we celebrate yeah. or are we sad? I'm confused.
I know, like, this.
I'm sad
about it.
I thought you were super excited about 2024. So,
Babe, I'm ready for 2024. Bring it on. Hit me with the new year. She's ready.
Bring it on.
It's going to be a good one.
Laura's got big plans in the new year. Talk to me about
where your head's at, Laura. We haven't seen you in a little bit. You've been entering lockdown mode. A lot of appointments that you can't pass up, which just, I assume, is crush mode. Where are you at?
Yeah, so I'm really in it, you guys. My last 2 weeks have been insane. So I'm finally on a down week, thank God. We're deep into it. It's exciting. I haven't obviously done a marathon build since Boston. And I needed some time away, but I'm excited and it feels good to be back in one. And obviously this is a different kind of feel headed into the trials. It's just crazy that we're here again. Like, obviously so much has happened since the last trials, but at the same time, I'm just like, man, like, where did those 4 years go? Like, I can't believe we're about to line up for another one. But yeah, things are going really well. I'm excited. Feeling good.
Awesome. Still feeling super good. We can always, you're always welcome to call Tommy. I'm in a perpetual marathon mode, runs, you know?
Yeah.
Tommy, teach me your ways. How do you do four, are you doing four marathons in 2024? Five. Six, seven.
potentially four in the spring.
Just in the spring. So you're doing every marathon there is.
No.
Is
February? Is February March? Is that spring?
Yeah, maybe split it over two seasons.
Like early spring, first half spring, second half spring.
Early spring. Two each, first and second half. Yeah.
I guess I haven't trained hard for a marathon in a long time, but I just know when I do, I'm so exhausted when I do that. And you're always training for a marathon, so are you just always exhausted?
Maybe not. I don't think so. I think that there's like random weeks in each training block where you do get really tired, but it's not like a perpetual tired, you know?
You're used to it.
I don't know why you haven't heard
Marcus's voice on this podcast in a while. It's because he basically did Boston and then London, was like, I'm never doing it again. Then he signed up for both again and he has yet to come back on because I think he knows we're just going to roast him.
Yeah. You see, that's the marathon though. That's what makes me laugh about it, is it's like you do one and like even like the ones that I've done really well at, I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't know, like how many more can I keep doing? Or like if it doesn't go well, I'm like, oh my God, I'm never doing one again. I can't go through that again. And then like 2 weeks later, you've signed up for another one and you're like ready to go. Like it's such a weird cycle of like eating yourself sometimes.
Every marathon I've ever run kind of hurt. I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? Like, what is happening? Like, I'm choosing to be this miserable. Yeah. What is wrong with
my
brain?
Was that a pre, during, or post, or all three?
That's during. That's usually around mile 10.
Early. Oh, 10.
I'm like, park around mile 10. You're in for a long day.
Well, it's more like I'm not in that much pain yet, but I'm just like, I know what's about to happen.
You know too much.
Yeah. Why am I doing this?
That's why I can't do what Tommy does, where I need to do like one a year because I need time to forget. So that's like why I space mine out.
Oh, well, no, like last year when I did the three, September, October, November, in Chicago, as soon as I started, like, I think you just jump back into like that concentration mode of like the training block and you know, you got to get back to a certain point. So it's kind of like fun in that, like, cause it just feels like an extended training block. But then I started in Chicago and then like, you know, just that quarter mile of what it takes to get from like the start to like under those, you know, bridge of the underpass. I remember like almost out loud thinking like, what am I doing? Like, it's like, I just like literally just did
your GPS hadn't even synced and you're like,
You're like, wait, am I running? I can't believe I'm doing this again. I mean, but it's not really that bad. You know, like, I actually heard, I don't know where I heard this, but someone was saying, like, if they went 90 to 95% or something like that in a marathon, then they could turn around and do another one. But if they go all out for the goal, then they need a longer period of time. So if you're not like, yeah, like Laura, you couldn't do it. I mean, because you're not just going to go out there and like 85%. You're going all the way. You're trying to like perform full send. I don't know if you could full send many times.
You know what's funny is I was in Boston. I was talking to your girl, Kira, Tommy, and she was saying how... Mm-hmm.
We're talking about
Damato, right? There's so many Kiras.
Okay, I just want to make sure people knew.
Just for the record, every time her name gets brought up on the podcast now, it's not just Kira Damato, it's Tommy's girl, Kira Damato.
It's Tommy's girl.
Four straight episodes. As someone who edits the show, I can guarantee you.
She's a big Tommy Rhodes fan. We're good friends.
Every December episode has Tommy's girl, Kira Damato, in it.
Wait, are you best friends with everybody you interview, Tommy? Is that what's happening?
BFFs.
She told me that you went up and had dinner at their house and you guys did like homemade pizzas. And then you got talking with their husband and like dared him to go out and run like, what was it, like a 400 or something?
Tony.
What did he do?
Well, the funny part was like I was definitely there for that. But it was more like he said what he could do. And I said, I don't think so, man. I don't think so. And then but Kira backed it up 100%. She's like, yeah, no, yeah, that's not happening. Because he said, I could definitely run a sub 60, 400 right now. Like, you know, and they're like, no way. So then we end up going to the track. But I mean, Matt was at, let's not forget here. Matt was at her house making
signs.
He spent the night too. And he's making signs. Like they're doing arts and crafts in the house. Like I just went for dinner.
Matt. Sorry, I didn't know that. She was just Thomas.
Wait, yeah, you guys, her mother-in-law messages me on Instagram all the time. So she's
the nicest
my
person
too.
In running.
Yeah. She's Relays Girl. Yeah. Every single
professional success I've had, she's the first person to send me a message. She is the nicest
her
person.
Her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay. Feeling special, and I'm not anymore.
The Tommy segue was like it was a segue. I probably
because allow me to segue myself.
Segue, so let's segue.
Sorry, I'm a bit rusty. I haven't been on in a while. use your words, Laura. I brought her up because she was telling me that even after Houston, when she ran the American record, she told her husband that she was never going to run another marathon. And then I was like, so then I laughed because I was like, dude, didn't you like go on and run three more that year? Like you ran like four marathons.
Oh yeah. That was the year.
No, I know. But she's like, every time I do one, I'm like, that's it. Like, I just like, I want to walk away from it. And I'm like, okay, so you're also human. Like we all have that.
All right. Yeah. That makes it even more impressive, basically, that she's like not all the way over the deep end. I was just saying to a friend that in order to like, if particularly on Strava, if you get deep into marathon, you end up following these people who are doing training in ways that you sort of maybe aspire to, or you're like, that's pretty awesome. But in doing so, you end up following people, or I have, who are way over the line. And then you have to like self edit back and be like, this person's playing out like just madness. Okay. So speaking of madness, this was my question for you, Laura. You're probably in that cycle. I feel like when we read about, or, you know, pro runners, they come to the press conference like the day before, they sit down with the press and they talk about their training and their buildup. And I always imagine at this stage, you're just like putting your shoes on being like, which run is this? Or like, should I just like, if I, someone woke you up from a nap, you'd be like, I got to go run again. So like, how do you throttle yourself like into crazy mode, but not super crazy mode?
Yeah. It's just trying to figure out that balance for yourself because it can be so like all consuming, especially when you have this like big goal, like looming, you just obviously want to throw yourself in it and just give it everything. And you have to do that to a certain extent, but it's also just finding balance and humanizing yourself a little bit through the process. And so, yeah, that's why it's important to have the right people in your corner to kind of like help pull you out a little bit when you just like need to like take a breather. So that's why it's nice to have like this week. Like I had a huge workout on Saturday after like I worked out four times in the last 7 days. And so I now have a down week. And so I'm grateful for my coach to be like, all right, we hit it hard for 14 days and now we're going to pull back, like give yourself 4 days to kind of like, I'm running still. I'm still doing quite a bit of mileage, but It just kind of allows you to like check out, reset yourself a little bit, and then like go back into like the final like chunk of the build. So yeah, it's all about balance, whatever that looks like for you. But yeah, I have to kind of, yeah, I have to pull myself out here and there and be like, all right, like go out to dinner with someone, or like, okay, you know, like just yeah, like you can still live your life while you're training really hard, right, and like throwing yourself at this goal to kind of like, you know, you can do both. It's just figuring out like what that looks like when you're in the like a build like this.
And then, I mean, obviously as a fan, you have a lot of people rooting for you. How do you think about sharing that journey? I would always imagine if I, you know how LeBron is like, what's he call it? Like he shuts down social media come the playoffs. Like, and you know, he's out there so much.
Yep.
He's playing every couple nights and then he's giving press conferences. Like we know how he's doing. But if I've definitely pulled open my phone, looked at Instagram and been like, if I was a pro marathoner, I would want to throw my phone in the river.
No, so I was, it's funny you say that, because I was running with some friends today, one of whom is running the trials. He ran like 2:14 at CIM last year. So he's pretty good. And he was saying the same thing. He was like, I don't know like how you go on Instagram right now. Cause he was like, I'm not like going into the trials like at that like top level where like making the team is what I'm going after. And he was like, I feel like 2 months going into something like this, it's like psychological like warfare on like social media, where like you're trying to like balance yourself up against that, because I think it's so easy to just get caught up. And I've said this multiple times over the years, like it's so easy to go down that rabbit hole, especially 2 months out, because everyone on Instagram who I follow, everyone's running the trials. Like we're all in that weird time every 4 years where literally everyone is doing the exact same race. And so you just see everyone's kind of like the snapshot of everyone's build all over. And then you're like, oh my God, like they ran 24 miles at this pace. And you're like, oh, like, you know, am I where I need to, like, it just like makes you, it's so easy to question everything you're doing, even though you know what you're doing is working for you. But it's a tough time. So I go on to like post here and there, but I don't scroll. I'm trying to like stay off of it.
Don't scroll. I'm gonna make t-shirts like don't scroll.
Yeah, like going into like USA's or like the Olympics, she's always said that she just like goes off completely. So I feel like you have to, again, finding that balance for yourself of like how much of that you want to consume. Because I think, again, we're all human and it's a stressful time. Like these last 6 weeks, it's stressful, and you don't need to add to it by like looking at what all your competitors are doing as you're all prepping for this one thing.
Oh man, I feel like my thesis that I always arrive at with pro runners is like, oh man, that job would be so hard. So I'm happy for you. Like, because I run Boston a lot. And so I will like, I've made a sort of habit out of over the years, like, oh, we're about 7 weeks out, and I post something, and then all these people are always in like the comments, like, no way, you read my mind. And I'm like, no, we're just all going through, we're like at the same point in this build, and there's thousands of us. But we're able to collectively support each other, because like their gain or my gain is not each other's, we're not directly trying to compete with each other necessarily. Whereas I'll cut you.
Yeah, no friends.
I just imagine this is going to play into the what's the Boulder reality show we're going to script. You know, it's just like
there should be one here right now. It's chaos.
Yeah. I just imagine like the little short bus, like the hotel commuter bus, and you're like, did Laura just close the door and like drive away without us? And you're like,
I think the opening scene could be everyone checking Instagram at the same time. We'll have like 15 cameras around Boulder, around the men's elite runners in Boulder. When they opened up Instagram and saw on Sidious Mag's Instagram feed that Josh Kerr ran a 61:30 half marathon, fresh off of 1500 meter training, be like, okay, so he's faster than me at every distance.
Peter's got some shit. Peter's got some shade going on right now.
Everyone is. Oh man, I wasn't gonna say this online.
Do it.
Here we go. I, as I said to someone, I want to respectfully disagree. I don't know why people run downhill races, but that's okay. Oh. Some people can run downhill races. That half marathon is a total end of the year.
No, the first episode of the Boulder reality show. Would be then rechecking after Peter says, oh, don't worry, guys, it's a downhill race, and then going, oh, exhale. Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just imagining everyone, they're all smiling and looking at their Instagram, and they're like, and then it's like the big reveal is, why are they so happy? And they're just looking at Emma's goats, like they're just, smiling.
That's the content that I want. I want that content exactly. Right now. So that's kind of like my feed is just kind of like, you know, getting my algorithm to just show me stuff like that.
Wait, so Josh Kerr's half marathon was on a downhill course is what you're saying?
It's like falling off a cliff, but yeah, it's great.
What was the marathon, half marathon?
It's the San Diego half marathon where people go to run really fast and you go, cool, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Janae always does, Hungry Runner Girl. She always runs these like really fast, like I think she's run like a 240, but it's like all these really fast downhill marathons. But she'll say, she's like, I just love running downhill races, sure. You know?
You're welcome to.
But if I was a professional runner, I think, and I wanted like my first half marathon debut, I probably wouldn't choose a downhill.
Well, so wait, this is the San Diego one that was, what was it, Saturday? Yeah, so my friend Molly Grable, she's from San Diego and she's my neighbor here. But she flew home for Christmas and she was going to run that. And she said that actually was her first half back in 2017 or 2016. I can't remember. And she said she was like ecstatic because she like, I think she said she ran like 75 minutes and was like pumped. And then she found out later it was like 12.85 and it was like short.
Oh.
Is it short and downhill?
No,
I don't know.
I think they fixed that. Oh, that'd be horrible. I mean,
it's a bad year.
It's the fastest 20K in the country.
Oh, no, that's no good at all.
Here we are.
Yeah, no, it sounds like they've ironed that out in like the 6 years since. But anyway, she was running that this weekend too.
Did she run it?
She did. I haven't seen results. I texted her, but I haven't heard how it went. So, yeah, but it sounds like it was fast. So
when she tells you how fast it is, you should send her the clip from this episode where Peter makes fun of her for running
it's
a fast effort. Like, don't worry, Molly. I want you to move to minute 16 of the Relay podcast before you give me your analysis of the race.
Wait, whole clip of me asking if the half marathon's downhill and Peter saying it's falling off.
It's falling off the cliff. I was like, oh, okay.
Here we go. It's been fun.
Hold on.
Guys, I'm so fired up about.
Oh man, you're gonna be on Josh Kerr's list along with Jakob.
Yeah, they're coming after me. That's gonna happen. 2024 is gonna be so good. I think, we are moving away from Peter getting canceled for being a jerk. not always the kindest. We're looking at January. January is gonna fly by. We have the lead up to the trials. We have two fantasy drafts that we're doing. And I don't know about you. I've already been doing some deep research, connecting with people who have connections to athletes so that my team, I want to know. So I don't think I have to worry too much about this fantasy, but I'm excited to go against you all again.
I'm going to be super offended if none of you draft me. So
I'm drafting Laura. Laura's mine. Laura, listen. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be researching it 4 minutes before the podcast airs or records. So don't worry. We will all be so prepared.
For anyone listening, most of who Lindsay drafts were like, sorry, they already dropped out of the race.
Yeah. You're like, Linz, nope, try again.
I want to go first and I'm going.
Jesus six times.
Wait, that's
so
fair. You can draft Jesus ahead of me.
So he has to run the women's and the men's race?
Bro, it's 2020. It'll be 2024, bro.
Accepted. People from around the world have been notifying me like, hey, am I going to see you in Orlando? And I'm like, well, actually, yeah. But are you going to be there? And they're like, yeah, I'm
I'm glad we ended 2023 with the hardest flex you've ever had in your life. People from all over the world have been asking me about my future plans.
I'm sorry. Do we live in an international culture these days? Like does your Instagram only go to the border? Like I know people from in other countries and I was trying to transition to how excited world is for our Olympic trials and how there, I feel like there's been less excitement around Orlando. We don't need to go down the beating Orlando dead horse again, but it's going to be a great day and people are excited about it. I'm trying to be positive here, people.
Are you? Okay.
and then Paris later in the year. I'm sorry. There's going to be a...
I think I love how in honor of Paris 2024, you wore that scarf. I think the symmetry, the not only the verbal segues that we've had, But the fashion segues to the 2024 are just phenomenal.
Do you incredible.
Know, does anyone know
incredible
James? He's a model for Tracksmith. He has impeccable hair. If you click on their Instagram recently, Emily May has a photo that's just like super iconic of him. I don't know who Tommy is holding up a photo. I can't quite see.
Is that
see.
Harry Potter?
Oh,
that
Harry.
Is Harry Potter. Potter with a scarf. I've been over here researching. And then and then you go, does anybody know James? Yes. James Potter, Harry Potter's father. Yeah, we do.
Emily May posted a photo of James recently where he's covered in frost and it's just like there are no days off collection. But a couple of years ago, there was a photo of him wearing this scarf. It's a Tracksmith scarf. And I ordered it and then it arrived and I notified them. I messaged my friend at Tracksmith like, there's something wrong with my scarf. He's like, what's wrong? I'm like, it didn't come with James's immaculate coif of hair. And he's like, oh, okay, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy.
I like your hair, Peter.
Tommy, what are you excited? What are you going to take away from 2023? I feel like you've had a huge year.
Yeah, 2023 has been a great year. I guess I would take away, and it kind of like, I guess, would lead into like what we'll talk about for 2024, but like, it's all about the community, you know? Whether it's like creating content or a podcast or an event or just running in general, like if there's ways that you can like think about the community that you're from while doing those things, you know, it just makes for a better everything, you know?
I love that. You, Tommy, you have inspired me to put my creative hat back on because I feel like I've been in a little bit of a lull for a while. And I was just thinking about like all the work you've done and like how you've like you said, like you're a creator, not an influencer. And I'm like, Lindsay, where do you like, what are you good at? Like, who do you connect with? And I'm like, you need to get back to the basics there. And so thank you for inspiring me.
Oh,
well, I mean, welcome, I really Lindsay. See it. I see I it in your you. Work. Yeah. And I think that, I mean, that's why you're doing so well, because you're just like doing what feels right to you and like, yeah, connecting with your audience in ways that make sense for your life and not what like brands are telling you to do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes, that's my takeaway for 23.
I love that. Although it's like, careful what we put out in the world. I keep being negative today. I'm so happy, but I'm so negative. One of my takeaways.
Yeah, what's going on? He's like with a smile. One of the takeaways. Smile on your face.
My takeaway was that I feel like everyone, not everyone, but like a gajillion people became influencers in 2023. like a million and one people are like, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe if I start showing people my scrambled eggs, like, and the protein bar I at, like,
somebody'll like it, man.
And I'm like, no, I just like want to shake them offline. Like, no, it's okay. It's okay. You can just like, you can stay true to what you actually, how you want to live your life. And they're like, here I am in the shower. And I'm like, could someone call that man? Like, so I don't know. Tommy, maybe you could give some offline pointers on like, no, man, still be cool. Still like stay true to you.
Well, no, I think that that's like everybody's like journey and figuring out like what they, you know, like what you can create and put out in the world that like that actually like that feels good to you. That's something that you can like replicate fairly often. I mean, because there's so many models of like things that like work, as in like, you know, like viral or like, you know, for like exponential mm-hmm. growth, I guess, yeah. You know, like on social media. And in the past, like some of those things, maybe not for like the running industry, but certain things have been like toxic and like dangerous, the things that people will, you know, do to like continue. But there's like trends in running that like that are fun and silly and whatever that'll make you smile. But as long as those things like are authentic to you and like that's what you really want to like, you wake up in the morning like, I wish I could share my shower, you know, with everybody. And if that's like, if that's the vibe that you wake up with, then do it, you know?
Wake up.
But if not though.
But also, you know,
don't force
that's
it.
Not your thing. Then, yeah, don't force it.
Yeah. And if not, then it's, if not, then don't do anything that, you know, if everyone knew you for tomorrow, like, would you be okay mm-hmm. with doing that forever, you know? So that's why I was like lean on like be true, I guess, to like the community that you're mm-hmm. from and that you feel comfortable with. And then like create from
Wait
there,
a second.
You know?
Have we had a Tommy in the shower video?
No, and you will never get it.
People what they want.
And, Tommy. I'm like, yeah, wait a minute, have I seen that?
That's,
no,
yeah,
okay, we haven't done that. Okay.
No. There's a few things that like that are trends and things that I like. I'll watch and be like, oh, that's cool, you know, or like, dang, that like. Or sometimes it's like I'll see think people do things that, like I'm really jealous mm-hmm. that I can't do that. Like, and I could, I guess, but I'm like,
you know what I did? I did the video where you're like putting your running clothes on. I did like a sports bra, and I was like, this feels like too provocative. Like you're seeing my naked back, but I did it anyway, and it was fine. But it did feel a little bit like
Lindsay's t-shirt is. I did it anyway, and it was fine.
Lindsay's like, sometimes you have to push through that gut feeling telling you not to do it.
Yeah, right. Don't listen to that voice
Don't
in your
trust
head.
Your gut.
It's that voice in your head is a hater. Yeah. Just do it anyway.
Out of your own way.
Wait, what's the line? What was the
Get
line?
Ready with me.
No. But what did you say? Lindsay's line is like, it didn't feel right, but I
didn't
did it
feel
anyway.
Right, but I did it anyway. And it was fine.
And it was fine. Yeah. No, on the back. It was fine.
Yeah. Okay, we're doing these different t-shirts. This is excellent. Oh man.
Well, what do you guys take away from 2023 though?
I don't really have anything running wise because I had a really major surgery in May, and so like for me, all of 2022 even was like coming to terms with the fact that I was doing this surgery and just this like life-changing part of my life. So running wise, it was just I'm just running. Like today I ran 5 miles and I did a progression run and it was fun. But I think that's important though to talk about, because maybe people that listen to this podcast think that like we're all these serious runners and everybody cares so much about running marathons and all these things. And it's like, I've been running marathons for 15 years now, but like there are seasons and times where like on a regular basis, I run 3 to 5 miles and that's okay. You know? So personally kind of boring, but also like transformative, because I finally did that surgery that was like such a big deal to me. And running, even though like the surgery wasn't about running, like, you know, when you do anything to your body, like your running is affected. So yeah, that's kind of my thing.
That's a good one, Linz. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah. I like that you would also, I think I was aware of that journey, but you putting sort of some end caps on it helps us, because we've been in touch throughout that journey this year. Although I do want to throw back to what you said to start it off, which is like Lindsay is like quietly in crush mode always. She'll be like, I just, you know, I'm not running that much. I did some 800s on the treadmill and you're like, come again?
Well, I know you. I thought you were gonna say I just went out for like an easy 5 miler, and you're like, I did a progression. I was like, look at you, you're like working out.
Right.
Listen, I got on the treadmill next to the squirrel that was like running really fast, and I was like, oh man.
Sometimes you need those wins. You have to.
And I got on, and I felt really smooth because I hadn't run in a couple of days. I took a couple of days off, and I was like, I feel really good, and I just want to make sure the squirrel knows that like I can run too.
I'm glad that you do that too. Silent like battles with people on treadmills all the time, and they have no idea. But I win every time.
Yeah, of course. You're always looking to see like what are they at, like 5.2 miles? What am I? 4.9.
I think like even when I'm not training for something or whatever, like I always want to be able to like throw down a certain mile time or just be able to like run 3 miles at a certain pace, so that because to me I feel like just more fit and. Even if I'm not training. So like to me, it was like when I did my progression, I was like, okay, like I want to be able to end at this pace to like feel like I'm strong, you know? So yeah, I usually throw in, if I'm not training for something, I usually throw in a workout at least once every 2 weeks, which isn't often, but it's like, okay, let's just see what we got in the tank here.
Keeps you going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's not, and just for everybody that's listening, like the biggest flex in the world is if you go and do a long run at the gym on the treadmill, and like you just see people come and go, and they know they're like, geez, when I got here, this guy was like on the treadmill, and I did a little jog, I did some lifting, I did a little Peloton or whatever, and he's still going, you know? And then they go in the shower and they come out, and then they're like walking out, and they're like, they look at you from a distance. They're like, this guy's,
you know, those
really moving.
Memes, have you ever seen those videos where like a woman, it'll be like a video of someone lifting at the gym and she just throws up so much weight, and then they zoom in on like the faces of the people walking around, like, whoa, like, just like, damn.
Yeah, that's it.
It's holiday season. Right, like, there. People are going to go to gyms they don't usually frequent and just throw down some real running. And
just do
don't
it.
Don't be afraid
just
to flex on the locals from wherever you're visiting.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. What about you, Peter?
My positive takeaway from the year? Have I been I've been so negative?
Lord.
Is that asking too much, Peter?
Yeah, is there a way you could just say what you've learned in 2023 or take away from 2023 without saying anything negative?
We were talking about the running. The sport, I didn't want for us to close 2023 without touching on the fact that our favorite distance, the marathon, got broken to pieces this year. It was like totally ripped apart and put back together.
Yeah.
Like, both the men's and the women's world record is so bonkers now that it's like, maybe just becoming commonplace that we're like, oh yeah, of course. But it's nice to remember that the women's world record and the men's world record got torn apart this year. It'll be, I hope, historic. I mean, Kara and Dez talk about this. They keep talking about the impending like leveling off where like times start to like normalize. So I don't know if it'll be 2023 that we look back at, but one of these years, either this or the coming years, will be like, oh, that was the year where the record books got rewritten and then it stabilized, hopefully.
But like every time Kara shares like someone else gets busted for doping, I'm like, I just hate that I have a hard time celebrating world records because I'm like, meh, is it true? And I hate that for the people that run the records, because if they're clean, that sucks so much for them that like people are suspicious. But every time, and Kara, you know, Kara's one of the accounts I follow that, like, I usually see news like that from her. And I'm like, dang it, that sucks. Like, that just sucks. So I hold those world records with kind of like a...
That's fair. I felt like I need to mark it because it's so notable that someone ran 2:14 and 2:14?
11.
2:11! Sorry, 2:14 is the old one.
We're like
2:11.
But it's also why relay is great, because we don't come on here every week and overly obsess like the tippest finest point of the sport. Like, this is not where you come to get like all of your stats, because you're right, like these storylines are more complex than, and they're sometimes hard to like wrap your head around.
But this is why I get more excited for American records, I think, than world records, because like when Kira or Emily broke the American record in the marathon, like I didn't doubt they were clean. But when these records, they're running like 2:11, I'm like, really? Really?
Well, and also I just want to jump in, like, you've been following these women's careers in America for quite a while, and you're inclined to like, there's a body of work. And so yeah, it's scary when someone comes about and we don't know. We wish we knew more about them. We wish there was a longer track
record.
Right.
That's a great point.
And what we do know is it's like that progression of her like running 2:11. That's where I trip up, because I mean, not that it obviously has to be relatable to my own, because it doesn't, but being in the sport, as long as I've been in the sport, and you see like a progression like that and you're like, what?
Can you tell us what the progression was for those of us who might not remember?
She ran like, I think she's run like 1:59 on the track in the 800, and then her first marathon she ran like 2:34, and then she ran her second marathon, she ran like 2:18, I think. It might have been a little bit faster. She ran 2:11.
Yeah,
so that was her third marathon. And so she started that at 2:34, and then like 2 years later.
Yeah, I did wonder about the 2:34. Like, I wondered like what were the circumstances for that.
Like,
was it like I went for, you know, whatever, and then I just had a terrible day and just decided to just finished anyway or something. Like, I don't know what that was, but that is, no matter what it is, it's still like the numbers lined up together look wild. But then at the same time, like for the men's world record, like for it's like third time's a charm apparently for these two people. It's like but even the first two for him were all sub 202, right?
So his is more like believable.
He hasn't run a marathon over. I don't know though. Like, I mean, it is because of like there's like if you want to believe it, which I do, is like there's definitely some consistency there, and then the fact that he's so much younger than what everyone else has done that pace at this age, you know, like so maybe the training's much different than like what it would look like for like a Kipchoge to get there. Because obviously the progression was much, much different. You know, he's like 24 years old now.
And you can confirm he's real. Like, I did.
He's not AI though. At least we know that he is not AI. He is an actual person. He's definitely a person. So that's out the window. So, but I mean, like when you see those big numbers, those crazy, like unbelievable things, it's like you kind of, because of all the things that have happened in the past and then, you know, definitely lately too, it's like, I wonder, you know, but then at like the sport fan in me is just like, you know what? Like, we'll see what happens. Like for now, like I'm hype about it. It's great. You know? But it's like, hopefully for him and for the sport or for her, for the sport, whatever it is. Hopefully it's legit because, you know, I'm excited about it and we'll see what happens next year, and you know, hopefully no bad news for any of them.
I mean, it's like we have these. How do we? We have to hold these things a little loosely because we're not totally naive, but it's fun to be excited at the same time. I will say, thing I'm excited about. I choose to find the positive side of the Boston cutoff time, which was like super aggressive at 5.5 minutes, as a sign of this. The pandemic runner boom is still rolling forward. Like still the number of people I meet who are like, oh yeah, got started in 2020. And I'm like, you know, I've heard that story. I've read about it. I've met people, but like, I'm still meeting people who are like, yeah, I'm 3 years into this. This is a cool sport. Which blows my mind.
The best story of that is Rose Harvey.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Like, Rose Harvey is my hero. She started running 3 years ago.
She's like hidden talent. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, really? Like, you didn't even run in high school? Like, what is this?
I mean, wasn't she like, talk about the gym. Where was she? She was crushing somewhere, and then she was just like started crushing some more, and all of a sudden.
She realized, like, I can run really fast.
Remember how Molly Seidel got like mansplained on the plane, and it was like very infamous that like, this is how you should train. For everyone out there, like if you see a person crushing on the treadmill, don't explain to them how to train. Just say, hey, like maybe you're the next Rose Harvey. Like, here we go.
That reminds me of the story. My friend Aaliyah Gray was telling me she was coming off an injury a couple years ago. And so she was walk jogging. And so she would like run 3 minutes and then like walk like two or whatever. And so she's doing this around this loop. And this guy comes up to her and is like, so if you like evenly paced yourself a little bit better, you wouldn't have to walk in between running. And Aaliyah's like a 2:29 marathoner, right? Like she's like legit. And this guy comes up and is like, you know, like I can help you take those walk breaks out. Like you just need to like pace yourself better. And she was like, thank you.
I mean, the guy was, you know, he's just trying to.
He's just trying to help. He's just really, you know, like, helpful. He thought he had a good tip.
Just like, you know,
in that circumstance, like, do you just be humble and be like, oh, thank you. Or do you say, like, I'm a 2:29 marathoner.
No, she was just like, oh, yeah, like, thank you. It just, like, kept going. It's, like, not worth explaining.
That's hilarious. Well, would feel so dumb.
Oh, can you imagine, though? Like, I don't recall what her stride looks like, but it has to be ridiculously awesome. And then she's walking, and he's like, man, this person has an incredible stride.
Just need to be so fast.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, I can tap it. I got gold here. Like, he thought like that moment of him doing that, like he'd end up in a book somewhere. Like the guy who discovered her on the track, you know? Like, he's like, you know, this is my moment, not her moment. This is my moment to like to jump in and be like the change that someone needs, you know?
I've got an eye for these things. I can see the potential.
One time I was swimming.
Oof. Look at the efficiency.
One time I was
swimming
laps and a guy did that to me, but like I needed his help. Like, it was welcomed and I appreciated it.
Totally okay.
You know? But it was also like definitely mansplaining. Like, I was like, I didn't ask you for that. But it was helpful, the advice he gave me. But yeah.
What do you guys think like the percentage of like of accurate mansplaining is?
You mean like it's off the hook, you know? If it's correct?
Or like
Yeah,
like how often is it like you did the world justice by like
I
by
usually
doing
just say,
bro.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, like what percent like of like out of 10 times, like how many times is it like that was, you know, like for Lindsay that time, like he jumped in, it was like, hey, you know, this swimming thing, that was that was 1 out of 10. How many times do you think it's
1 out of 10?
It's good.
Yeah, 1 out of 10. If there's the chance to 10. Drown okay. involved, yeah. that's more likely.
If I'm in the water, please give me advice. Yeah. Like, that's fair.
If I'm in the water flailing around,
I won't.
Not saying you're like flailing,
one,
Lindsay. But
one time I was, I did a speed workout around a track nearby the house, and afterwards I was like just jogging around a little bit, and this older man who, I don't know, something maybe seemed a little off about him, but anyway, he later. After we talked for a minute, I was just trying to be friendly. He told me that if I worked on eating more salads, I wouldn't have the belly that I have because I run so much. So, like, I shouldn't have the belly.
No. No, I hate this so much. Oh, my God.
I know. And I'm like.
I take back my previous question.
Does that answer
Never
it
mind.
For you? Does that give you a better idea?
So, I think I was wondering why no one answered, but it's like giving any like room for mansplaining apparently can end in something
more
like this. So yeah, guys,
I
no
was
mansplaining.
Like, well, you know what? I'm comfortable in my body. At
That's
this
almost
point
incredible.
In my life.
It's like a it's like an internet comment personified in
it's
real
like
life.
It, that really happened. It
yeah,
happened.
Yeah. Like that actually happened yeah. to you, Lindsay.
It did. Yeah.
You're no, making this up, Lindsay.
I actually posted about it and like it kind of blew up and like Women's Running reshared it. And this was probably 4 years ago. It was at the track right. We used to live right by like a public high school track. And I would go over there and sometimes I'd climb the fence to get in to run in the mornings. And he would walk laps with his big jug of water. And I actually took a selfie with him after the fact because I was like, I didn't post the picture with the guy.
You're like,
I didn't want
to
like.
To make
but
sure
I
proof remember who this guy
that
is.
He existed.
I need proof.
Yeah. Because that really happened. And I, but like, thank God I was like a grown adult woman, confident. Oh, yeah. Like, I am who I am. Like, I, this is my body. But that happened.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, Jake. That's the like, everyone's an expert era. Like, I feel like there's a litmus test somewhere in there, which is like, okay, you see someone doing a track workout or a run of some type. How much would you, what would you recommend to them? The accurate answer is I know very little
Nothing.
About this person. I have a lot of questions. If they were open to, you know, working together, I know a lot more about this sport and we could, you know, maybe I could impart something. But the accurate answer is you, at that point, you don't know anything.
Right. Like he doesn't know, like, did I have a baby 2 months ago? Did I have a baby a year ago? I think
well,
the accurate answer is
that doesn't equate to anything.
No, the answer is though you just ask them how their workout was. That's yeah. the answer.
Maybe he works for Big Salad. Maybe he's part of that big corporate. he's got an agenda.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. He works. He like literally works for Whole Foods Salad Bar. Like that's his.
Get
job.
Out there on the track and attract some new.
I've
users.
Seen. I've seen. I've seen so many like, people, you know, come to the salad bar and lose their stomachs. You know,
I
right
told
then.
Them that they needed to, that they needed to eat more salads.
Mm-hmm. All right, wait. You just unlocked something in my mind, which was I don't want to make this about influencers like misinformation on the internet. But what I've realized is I have a distinction in my mind between the people I follow who essentially post about their own travails and the things they face and how they've found solutions versus let me explain to you how to run or like let me explain to you how to eat or let me explain to you how to stretch or I'm just like I don't assume I always assume we have a lot more to learn and I like gravitating towards other people who are like problem solving and you know like Tommy's going to take on a bunch of marathons you're going to have to like you're going to have some strategies, and I'll be interested to follow along from the presumption that you're not like, I'm an expert, 10 out of 10, never fail at the marathon. Let me show you how to do it. And I feel like there's too many people who back into that latter way of posting or writing about, you know, recommending, like, I got it all figured out. And you're like, do you? Like, because this, what I love about this game is it's super elusive and it's always like ongoing. I don't know.
I feel like there's this thing like where like the internet kind of like magnifies is this sense that people only want to follow people that sound very, very confident all the time. You know, like, because like the biggest like blow ups, like the biggest people that like they get go crazy are the ones that are like telling you what to do and they're like motivating you every second. And so it's like, well, I can't get on the internet and like say, hey guys, I don't really know what I'm doing today, but we'll figure it out. Let's do this. That's a slower, much slower growth process. And not everybody really wants to do that. Like they would rather go like, you know.
No. Yeah, but I mean,
Peter, almost had me go down like a road. No, but I think I agree with what you're saying though. I feel like in 2024, I'd love to see more people being a tad bit more vulnerable. Like even the coaches, even the people that like have done a bunch of videos that have been very helpful for people. Sometimes it'd be helpful to show like, yo, sometimes I don't feel like doing this, you know? And what does that look like? Because I want to know how to like, I mean, not be lazy.
Yeah, like I know Evan, Laura's coach, and he's an awesome guy, very thoughtful. And when I talk to him, I'm not like, tell me how to perfect the marathon. I'm like, so Evan, like you're managing all sorts of variables and you as a team are having to make decisions, you know, week by week. Like, tell me about the adjustments you're doing.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. So yeah, it feels very preacher. I read there was a whole New Yorker article about Jesse Itzler. And you know, we've talked about him and how his son ran a marathon recently and good for the son and all. But like, if you read this article, like it is straight up mega church, Tony Robbins, like I will, you know, if you want better access to me as an evangelist, like you can pay $10,000 or $25,000. Like we are off. I would say we're like, we've lost the script and we're off the map, but like, actually we're just on a very well-known, you know, map.
Oh yeah. The model's been proven. Yeah.
Okay. I feel so negative right now. I'm so excited for 2024, but like these things are.
Yeah. Oh, you know, remember when Harry wore the necklace and he got real hangry or like cranky, then he took the necklace off.
Take the scarf off today. Throwing it down.
I don't know. Like,
does that feel better?
Yeah. As soon as you
feel like myself again, guys,
you feel lighter. Oh my gosh, you got to get this guy a Snickers.
I love that ad. You know,
did you take a nap today?
Well, I listened to that Jesse Itzler article. You sent it to me.
Oh yeah, I sent it to you because
I always feel special if you like send something to me just individually. Yeah. Like you just sent it to me.
I'll send it to me too.
I sent Tommy something a couple weeks ago, and he just hit me back with the question mark shrugging emoji, and I'm like, trust me, man, I'm not here to waste your time.
I like that you read it and you thought she might think this is interesting. I listened to it. It's a 55-0 minute listen.
All right. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I think with Jesse Itzler, not to go on a tangent, I mean, I know he worked hard to do all his entrepreneur stuff, but I'm also like, your wife is literally like the richest person on the planet. So anything that you want to cultivate and do, you can be like, oh, let me just throw a couple million dollars at this and like make it awesome, you know? And I'm like, that's just not relatable at all.
Oh, sure.
There's
an anecdote about their marriage though that I thought was super sweet. You remember that? Like, I guess she had been with men who got very defensive about how successful she'd been. And so then she sat him down at some point at dinner and was like, hey, hon, I think before they were married, like, I think I have more money than you know about. And he was like, oh, that's awesome. Couldn't happen to a better person. So it was like,
yeah, I did love that.
The love.
For and he was successful in his own right anyway, but not her level of success. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's like a multi-billionaire, like it, you know, crazy, but
she's pretty badass. All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Lindsay, what are you looking forward to in 2024?
Oh, well, I think I might want to train for a marathon for real. I think finally we'll do that again, which I want to say the fall, But training in the summer in North Carolina is brutal. I know it's brutal in a lot of places, but it's really brutal here. So spring makes more sense actually, but I don't know that I'm gonna have the motivation for that soon.
That's coming up.
Of course I'm excited about the trials. And I'm just excited to kind of do more events and like hold myself to like a number that I'm comfortable with, but not, you know, not too many. And yeah, just have fun. I think that I might get to do something with Tommy this spring, which I think I'm more excited than he is because he is like much cooler than me, you know. Besties with everybody. I'm just old boring Lindsay, but I'm excited. I think that'll be different. I've never done something like that, so yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, teaser too. I don't even know. This is exciting.
This is if Tommy accepts me, if he's like, if I'm cool enough.
Okay, look, guys, Lindsay, you of all people don't get to do this thing that like makes me feel like, you know, like I'm much cooler than you are. A part of my journey, right, a part of this like whole process, when you said, I forgot how it happened, but you said that you wanted to have me on
that.
Your show. And I was super excited about it, like, and nervous and like ready to like do my thing and like talk and all that stuff, because being able to be on a podcast like that, I don't think that it was definitely one of those big bumps, like, or a change in like the direction, like, or a continuation on the direction that I was going, because you saw a thing that I was doing. I didn't have like, you know, 100,000 followers or anything like that, but you were like, hey, like, you know, come on the show. I'm not super fast, I'm not a professional runner, so I'm in this like weird little zone, but I really appreciate, you know, you have me on, because it meant a lot, and it was part of my like story.
Thank you.
Well, so stop with the whole 'I'm too cool for you' thing.
I feel like for a couple years now, I've just been like pretty stagnant, like just doing the same old thing, blah blah blah. And like people like you are doing like all this cool creative stuff. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, things change, but I feel like you are doing really innovative, exciting things, and so to be a part of like even a live event with you is, to me, sounds really, really fun. So,
ooh, okay. We got it, Laura. We got another hint.
Okay.
We got another hint.
Yeah. Live event.
Yeah.
Live event. Yeah.
And Tommy's going to be literally everywhere. So, like, right. You just have to show up. When I see him and say hello, I call that a live event.
Peter, are you running Boston, by the way? Just curious.
I'm always running Boston.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't even have to ask that question, Lynch.
Yeah, but speaking of which, I am excited for Relay showing up in the world. I mean, it bears repeating that we were on Patreon until September, and so we loved that community, and that was really fun, but it's going to be a cool year getting out into the world and showing up in these spaces, seeing people out in the world.
Do your global followers listen to us?
You guys know this goes on the internet,
yeah,
no, right? Like,
that's my next question.
I'm worried that if you're listening to this, I'm worried that my co-hosts think that this is just like a tin can and we're chatting.
Listen, comment on the Instagram post correlated with this episode if you don't live in the United States.
If you're, yeah, where you're listening from.
And then we're going to triangulate all those, and they also probably are in Peter's DMs. Because asking him questions about the trials.
Worldwide, okay?
Worldwide.
Oh, man.
All of my following that is overseas and abroad reach out to me all the time.
Who live elsewhere. About, you know. Man, I didn't think.
No, listen, when people reach out to me that live very far away across the world in different countries, like, it does make what we're doing feel really cool. Like, it's like, wow. Someone in this place, like, that I've probably will never go to in my lifetime, listens to my podcast. That's wild. And so I always appreciate it when people from other countries reach out, because it feels like, okay, this is more than just like a few people in North Carolina listening to my podcast.
Oh, you know what? It makes me feel a little bit
dumb,
though. I agree. Because like when people reach out who clearly English isn't their first language and they're like, I've been reading your essays. I'm like, man. I'm a dum-dum. Like, in America, we just do English, and we're just like, yeah, I expect it all to come to me. And these other people are like, I've been reading your essays in my second language.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, well done.
So you're not bilingual is what you're saying?
Un poquito. That's what I...
Oh.
Me neither.
I don't know what you just said, but I, you know.
Spanish? Look at me.
I think only because he did like the hand. No, that's only because he did the
I
hand.
I said that to a man from Chile at Sacramento, and he said, yes, everyone who doesn't speak Spanish well, that's what they say. He was so kind. That's their one word.
Who else?
By the way, that was a terrible accent.
Who else
accent.
Do we have to look forward to? Laura, have you answered that question? What do you have to look forward to in 2024?
Yeah, I'm just excited for a new year. 2023 was hard. It was a hard year for me. So I'm ready for kind of like a clean slate. I'm ready to take all the things I learned from 2023 and apply them in 2024 and just kind of, yeah, I don't know. I felt like I kind of had to redefine my relationship with running this year and just kind of a lot in a lot of different ways. So I'm excited to just kind of continue kicking that off in 2024 and seeing where that leads. And yeah, I'm just excited to see what happens. I haven't thought much past February. But I think once I get through that, then like the next thing kind of like you kind of roll into the next thing. But yeah, I feel very optimistic going into the new year and that feels good. So I feel like I'm in a good place with that.
That's awesome. We're all excited for your year. I was going to say, I recommend anyone listening. One thing I like to do at this time of year is I create like a Google sheet with all 52 weeks. And then I just throw all types of races on the calendar to see where, like how, like, oh, if I do this race, I couldn't do this race. Or like, and I try to keep a list of like, what are the races I've thought, what are the events? Or I mean, in Oregon, there's a lot of trail runs that I've never done that are very iconic, like running around Mount Hood. And I'm like, when would you do that? And September. So I throw that in September. And then you throw on some family vacations, like some other constraints, and you start to be like, oh, like what could I take on this year? But it's a really low stakes way to just like dream about things. People, all of my international followers who are running Comrades always are like, you got to come to Comrades this year. And I'm like, I truly do want to make it to South Africa and run an incredible ultra race on the roads. It's probably not going to happen this year, but I encourage everyone to like play around with things you want to do in the coming year.
Yeah, that's what's exciting about like where we are right now. As you end a year, you kind of get to start like exploring like what do I want out of this next one? Like what are goals that I have? What are things I've always wanted to do? What are, you know, like that's, it's fun to start kind of mapping out that type of stuff.
Tommy took it a little literally. He mapped it out and he signed up for all of them.
He's like, yeah. Like, I have 12 marathons.
There's mapping it out and then there's actually between all.
Yeah. Oh, that's the problem. Okay. Yeah. So wait. So what did everybody do their look forward to already? I'm doing mine. I'm looking forward to running 17 marathons next year, all of which happened before August. No, I mean, I'm looking forward to like the direction Relay goes. I'm looking forward to like some of the direction that some of the things that I'm doing, like PR project, like with my friends and stuff like that. I'm like just interested to see because 2023 was just a really great year. I actually posted something like it's like a giveaway thing, but it was more about like being able to try to give back to the people because we don't do any of this stuff without like people watching it and like liking it and sharing it and all that stuff. You know, even like as a professional athlete, like if everybody just said like, we're not watching running ever again, you know, like it would be a sport, but it would just be harder to make a living and do your thing. So I just really thankful for everybody like this year and look forward to like hopefully building on what we've all done in 2024 and just continuing that like, you know, like Peter said that the 2023 was a crazy year for the marathon because, you know, like, and maybe soon it'll kind of level out. Hopefully, you know, like this trajectory that we're all on doesn't level out and we just keep doing cool things and keep going that direction. So, I'm just looking forward to see what 2024 has to That's offer.
Awesome. I mean, Love Laura, it. I want to touch on like you have found yourself with a really cool crew of people and like good energy, positive vibes. I mean, I feel like that's so well known, but people lose sight of, you know, people be in a moment of down in the dumps about their running, and I'm like, how much are you like running with other people or like meeting up for like key sessions or even training remotely and, you know, traveling to run the event together? Like, there's different ways of doing it, and I know everyone's busy in their own ways, but I love pointing out your experience to, like, because in some ways, I mean, remind people, like, it's a little bit of a script flip for a pro to join a team of peers ish that are more amateurish, but like really committed to goals.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think joining the group I'm in, like, it's been a breath of fresh air to my running. Like, I was really struggling this summer, and like, I honestly didn't know if it made sense to continue, if I had just kind of like maxed myself out physically and just psychologically. And so I just started running for fun with like Brian and Matt Meyer and my good friend Alex, and they were part of the track club, and they were like, why don't you just like come to some workouts and just kind of like we have fun, like we're serious about our goals, and like, you know, like we're out here, you know, trying to better ourselves within the sport, but like we're also out here like enjoying it and just like grateful that we're out doing what we get to do every day. And yeah, it made a world of difference. Like, you know, my first practice with the team, I was like, this is it. Like, it's, you know, it's a place where you can be serious and you can dial in and you can like map out what you want and then like get to work. But it's also an environment where everyone's supporting each other. Everyone has their own goals and they're doing it, you know, at all these different levels, and it's fun. And so it helped put some of the fun back into my running, which I think is what I had lost. And so just kind of rebalancing and resetting and remembering like my why, like I run because I love to run and because it's an outlet for me and it's fun. Getting that back and having like support in getting that back has made all the difference. And so now I'm able to train at this whole new level that I've honestly never really trained at before. And that's a huge reason I think I'm able to continue to like max out like what I can do. Because I just remembered that like this is, it's fun, you know, like running is it can be a really joyful thing. It's hard and we all struggle with it, as we've all kind of said, in our own way, but it does matter like who you surround yourself with. And so that was a huge like positive takeaway from 2023, was like finding this group of people to like help remind me of that.
It's totally rad. I mean, because we got connected, you got connected to Relay leading up to Boston, and a lot of this has happened.
Yeah. Like, again, this all kind of happened at the same time I joined you guys. Wow, yeah. And that was super awesome and gave me like a whole new kind of like piece of balance. And it's just been like a really fun new thing for me to explore and like challenge myself with. And then, yeah, that was kind of coinciding while I was trying to figure out what the heck I was going to do within the sport. And then I found the track club. So, yeah. So it's actually, for how hard the year's been, there's been some like really remarkable things that have come out of it that have set me up to be really excited about 2024.
I'm just laughing because if anyone's listening to this and they're like, man, maybe Laura's taking her eye off the ball, she's just like on all these podcasts, like, you should see our email. She's like, nope, can't make that. Nope, can't make that time. Focus.
Sorry, if
like,
it happens before 12 p.m. Mountain, I can't be there.
Yeah. So fun idea, but nope. And we're like, damn it.
I was so bummed to miss trivia. I'm going to have to listen to that one. I really wanted to
one. Tommy's like, chagrin. No. We're going to do that again.
Okay.
Yeah, this is fun, guys. I think we should do something in 24 about like goal setting and how people think about things that take like that capture their imagination. And, you know, like Tommy, you've like been really vocal when you're like, I'm going to take on this group of races, or I'm going to chase after this time. And, you know, when it works out, when it doesn't, but like how it makes meaning for you. I think a lot of people, definitely a lot of, because I've written about men's amateur marathoning, people reach out like, how I'm struggling to find a goal that makes sense, or, you know, and I think it's something we all struggle with, but we should dig into it more in 24.
I love that.
Let's wrap.
Thanks, friends. Cool. This is fun. I'm sure we'll talk offline, but I think this is us for 2023.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Everyone who listens to us, we are very grateful. Tony was saying earlier. So thank you.
So grateful, and we are taking a break week next week. So just so everybody knows, we'll be back after the holidays.
Back in the new year, and yeah, thank you for you all. This is wonderful.